Hola amigos, this is Don Alejandro de la Vega. Welcome to Tropical Paradise Waits. Do you ever dream of living in paradise? Dream no more, my friend. If you are planning on living in the tropics, or if you are a full-on expat, this show is the show for you. Listen and learn how to make the best of your leisure time. It takes more than a plane ticket to fully enjoy the tranquil lifestyle. It is a state of mind. Let's live a better life. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Positive reviews help us rise up the ranks. Please scroll down and click support this podcast. Gracias, and enjoy the show.
Where did all the good people go? No worries. Look in the water. Stay with us. Are you rethinking life? The best time in history to work remotely, retire in paradise. The world's tropical real estate listings are right here. We know the protocol to narrow it down and point you in the right direction. Get the lowdown. Tell us what you're looking for via email. Our address is printed in the episode notes. Tropical Paradise Waits is a podcast produced here, right in Cabarete in the Dominican Republic. It's intended to share the world's fun places. After over 20 programs, our analytics show almost half the listeners are right here in the Dominican Republic. Based on the advice, get to know your listeners, we are redirecting the show to feature more local events, people, restaurant reviews, water sports, and more.
Hey, last week's show, we addressed the biggest question from you, the listeners, all about the subculture, streets, and the nightlife here in the Dominican Republic.
It was our most listened to show yet, so it looks like we tapped into something.
Oh, yeah. We received a number of listeners' feedback. Those who left messages, just speak into the phone normally. A lot of it, I'd like to play them back in the air, but the quality wasn't good enough. But I'd like to play them, but no worries. If you stumble, just start over, or remember that we can always edit.
That's right. Yeah, so we had a woman who sent us an email. She didn't like the subject matter at all. She felt we were very off color. And perhaps there is a bit of truth in that, but it is what it is. It's kind of hard to candy coat. In fact, I think we tiptoed around it pretty well. These are dicey subjects. We all know that. And thanks to our listeners for all of your opinions. We got some great feedback.
Yeah, and Pedro, there was a local guy in the street named Rafi. He came up to me and he kind of called me out on a few details that I had wrong. But it's not worth retracting because it doesn't change the general message. But yeah, I did get a few of the details wrong as far as the street action goes. I'm really not a participant like in the drug world and the late night subculture, so I really don't know all the details. But most of that scene, it's in Sosua, which is the next town over, and I never go to Sosua. And lately, I'm seldom out past 9 o'clock at night. Anyhow, so sorry if we spoke a bit out of school on that subject.
Exactly. We got another voice message too that we should bring to our attention that we've already mentioned, that the subject matter is not suitable for everyone, especially not children. And of course, we occasionally use curse words.
Oops. Yeah, we should have said something in the beginning. We should have said that this might not be suitable for everyone. Man, I'm sorry, I didn't even think about that. But so if you go back to last week's show and you listen, remember, there's curse words and it may not be suitable material for everyone.
Absolutely not. So today we're focused on the majority of the people, how good people spend their times in the Dominican Republic. You know, of course, water sports is probably the king here, mainly kite surfing, windsurfing, and straight up surfing. You know, we have three different coves. One is perfect for windsurfing, Kite Beach, aptly named, perfect for kiting. And then there's Encuentro, which is world-class surfing. So if there's wind, you go kiting. If there's no wind, you go surfing. There's always a water sport available, regardless of the weather.
Yeah, kiting is the biggest of the three. And we'll save kiting for a future show because I think people are going to have a lot to say. In fact, I got some feedback from a kiter named Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I invited him to be on the show. I haven't heard back from him yet. But Peter, in best of your knowledge, give a brief explanation of kite surfing.
Kiting is awesome. For example, I came here with a group of windsurfers, and that, I came here to do windsurfing. But as we drove into town, I saw the first kite I ever saw in my life. This is back in like 2001, when kiting was relatively unknown and pretty new at the time. And I, as soon as I saw a guy jump out of the ocean, pop up 40 feet in the air, I said, you know what? I'm doing that. Kiting is awesome. It doesn't matter what you're, if you're old, if you're a woman or a kid, because
overweight doesn't seem to matter. Yeah,
no, because what kiting, you're harnessed in, you have a belt and the kite is hooked onto a hook on your waist. So that the wind does all the work. It doesn't require any arm strength. It does, however, require there's a learning curve. You have to go to kite school for like 3 days, not to learn so much how to kite, but to learn how not to kill yourself.
Yeah, how to balance.
Because the lines and the wind and the board, it's very, very dangerous until you know what you're doing. And then like anything else, it's like riding a bike.
Well, here's some live on tape talking about wind and kite surfing and surfing. So cool. Let's listen.
Okay, cool.
Hey, I'm at Voivoi. Voivoi is the place where Lester Grant does his open mic on Sundays. The open mic is going on right now, so you're going to hear a little background noise. But the main function of Voivoi is windsurfing. People come from all over the world to windsurf here. They can rent equipment, get lessons. And the owner of the windsurfing school is right here with me. So what's your name? Where are you from? What do they call you?
My name is Jens. I'm from Germany, and I'm here since 1993, and I make sure all the international windsurfers coming here to visit Cabarete, having fun on the water and off the water, hanging out at the bar and listening to open mic.
Okay, Jens, for people who don't know what windsurfing is, explain it to them.
It's like you're using a surfboard style board and you having a sail in your hand and you're trying to control the sail over a wish boom, and hopefully you make it back to shore. If not, we will pick you up down on Bozo Beach and you're gonna have to do the walk of shame.
About how long does it take most people to learn to windsurf?
It's very intuitive. It takes about 2 hours of instructions. After the 2 hours of instructions, you know the basics and you can go out, turn around, and come back to shore safely.
Does it take much athletic ability?
As long as you listen to the instructor and you use the proper technique, there is no muscle strength involved.
Okay, it looks like it takes some upper body strength.
It does take a little bit of upper body strength, but it's also a good way to get into shape.
Yeah, it certainly is. It looks like a hell of a lot of fun, too. So, you must have some stories all these years being here. There must be some best moments, some worst moments, some funny things. What comes to mind?
Well, the funny moments we have in the winter time when the waves are really big and the people, they not judging their abilities correctly and they're trying to go out in conditions which are way over their head.
Okay, and then do you limit them? Like if the conditions are, if it's too choppy or too windy, do you limit the beginners?
We make sure that people stay out of trouble, so we advise them not to go out in the extreme conditions.
And when's your busiest time of year?
Our busiest time of the year is usually December until April, and then again, end of May, all the way through August.
Why don't you tell people about set the precedence. Now, we're on the beach, and behind us, you have a large building where you keep all the windsurfing equipment, and then the bar and restaurant is Voivoi. Tell us about your food and the kind of people you attract and whatnot.
Well, we try to cater to all kind of peoples. We start at 7:30 with breakfast and we serve food all the way through 10 o'clock at night. We're having value meals available at a low cost to anybody can afford it. And we're having fast food, natural food, and we make sure we don't use any GMO stuff.
Yeah, it's a great place. It's and how long did you say you've been here?
I'm here since 1993.
Wow, okay. You got me beat.
All right, that's, I didn't know, since when you're here.
So this is your livelihood?
That's my livelihood. I hope to make it to retirement with running the windsurfing business.
Now, are your parents still alive?
Both of my parents are dead.
Okay, how would your father describe what you do for a living? Would he say you're crazy?
Been crazy, beach bum, useless.
Because it's a hell of a way, man. It's everyone's dream, what you do. Have you raised a family here?
My son currently lives in Canada, Montreal, and he's trying to step into my footsteps. He's 24 years old, but due to the pandemic, he's stuck in Montreal.
Okay. So in your own words, what's a day in a life for you here, basically, an average day?
I get up at 5:30 in the morning. I go surfing, and after surfing, I have a breakfast at home, and by 9:30, 10 o'clock, I get to work.
Okay. Now, I'd like to do some music at the end of the show, so later on, I'm going to talk to one of the musicians, but I'm not allowed to use published music, so I would guess that one of these guys probably wrote a song. What do you think?
I love the music here, and I love the local musicians creating their own songs, and it's great. I mean, it's just reflecting the cabaret lifestyle.
Maybe I can get one of these guys up here in a little bit.
I hope so. It would be interesting to get Lester on the mic, as he is quite an interesting character.
Oh, he is.
Started the open mic 9 years ago with no knowledge of how to play the guitar or how to sing. But he used to come here every Sunday and practice his guitar play and his vocal voice. And over the years, he became better. And now it's a every Sunday ritual.
Yeah, he definitely developed. So what were, if you had to say your best or maybe your worst moments here, does anything come to mind?
Worst moments is hurricane season when we get the big storms coming.
Yeah, sure it is, right. That's dangerous, and you can't make any money.
Yeah, we have to be getting shut down by the government. We have to evacuate the beaches, and we always hope for the best.
Okay, so you came here, and you decided to do this, and it worked out for you. And way back then, what were you thinking? Did you take a very big risk?
I'm glad I did it, and I'm grateful every day to be here on the beach and enjoying the water, enjoying the beach, enjoying the winds, and see all the peoples from all over the planet.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time with me. If you have anything to add, you go right ahead and feel free.
Well, I hope whoever listens to that podcast, I hope to see you down here soon, because it's one of the best places on the planet to be. We enjoy the most freedom before pandemic and during the pandemic, and now our place is rocking here.
Very important. How do people get more information if they want to get a hold of you, make a reservation, take some lessons?
If you want to get in touch with us, just send us an email at info@velacabarete.com.
Okay, so that's info@vela, V-E-L-A, cabarete, C-A-B-A-R-E, T-E.com.
That's correct.
Okay, I'll try to put that in, print that in the episode notes, so you can find that printed in the episode notes if you're interested. And you can always get a hold of me directly, and I'll get you in touch with the people you need to speak with.
All right. I hope everybody enjoyed that little podcast, and party on.
All right, my brother. Thanks much.
Johannes Gonzalez from Dominican Republic, living in the paradise in Encuentro Beach for almost 45 years, way back in the time that we find this place. How you doing, man? Enjoying every day at it. No, this was just the cow farms, and there was nothing about tourists. There was no tour in the area. So these are around the 80s, 85, 83, 82. We're coming. But in the 70s, when the first surfers started in Dominican Republic in 1965, the Dominican thing at the movie, there was a Sunshine movie regarding about surfing. There were some guy in the movie watching the movie, and they started crazy about it. So they don't have no board, they don't have nothing, with just the movie and the dream. So in 65, the United States invade Dominican Republic. So with a ship, with a colonel or commander, they used to live in the beach, they have a surfboard. So the commander there was surfing, and the guys, the young kid from Dominican, 1965, find this guy surfing, coming out from the movie. He said, "What the fuck? Who is this guy there surfing?" And surfing started really there. They met the guy. It was hard to get into the guy because he was a chief, but he has a daughter. And the guy met the daughter. So through the daughter, they got the board, and the surfing started right there. And Red Beach, they used to call it Maresia Beach in Santo Domingo. That was back in 65. I'm a generation of the 70s. But I'm the third generation or second generation of surfing in Dominican Republic. But in this area, one of the first person who arrived in the island, in this part of the island, in Encuentro Beach. So this was just a farm, and he was coming down. We were coming down through pass. There were no road. In the back of the cows, the back of the horses, or the mill carousel, they were driving by, and there was not just Encuentro Beach, it was Canal, and then we find Encuentro. So we were coming here, then people start putting in little school, and they were how we are, one of the best surfing beaches in the world, surf every day, waves every day, so fast, easy access to the beach, wonderful family place to be. We've been having fun after the quiet spot that we want to keep it that way, as natural as possible, so no change the vibe of the surfer. So, and it's a lot of places to surf around, so we'll never be crowded. So we welcome everybody to come, but not too many people anyway. No wind exactly, but sometimes when the wind die in the afternoon, you can do surf. But I really recommend from 6 to 10, 11, because the wind start coming at that time, and then we go do kitesurfing or windsurfing. So it's a both place. It's a place that you can do everything at the same time. You can do windsurf, kitesurfing, paddleboarding, everything that you want to do, like surfing or in the water. Yeah, man. I have a little business of pest control. You have a lot of things to do here, developing, construction, medics. It's a city outside of here, so it's anything that you want. We have hospital. We have all the industrial that is around the world. So we are developed in one way, but here we are a little cooled down and a very primitive way. But surfing comes first because I wake up 6 o'clock in the morning, do an hour, 2 hours surfing, and then I go to work. So first, surfing is first. I'm here because surfing. So life depends what you want to do. Work is something that you love to do, but you can find other things good to do too. Yeah, life, you know, is really short. And you do too many things to retire and start living, and then you die. But you don't know if you're going to retire. So I recommend to people to live life as every day you're going to die, because you're going to die and you don't know when. So it doesn't matter how you prepare yourself to live good in the future, you're fucking going to die and you don't know if you're going to make it, dude. Yeah, man. But living every second, because you don't know next. You don't know tomorrow. Look around people. You are many people that are sick, but they're not dead. And the people are healthy around you, they're dying, so you don't know when you're gonna die. So no man, they're living like can never be married. Just a friend. Like what are you doing with that guy beside you? Is your friend what you a boyfriend? No, I'm very happy. I used to be married. My wife, she says she's no longer okay with me, so I live my life. Thank you. No, be careful. So This is part of the life. This is the part of the life. You know, the with trusses, you can have stuck in one moment, one time. You have to go over things and you can move on. You have to move on every day. Even if it was a different girl or different whatever. I check my board sometimes. So. But that's what God gave me, so it's okay. Take care, man. Hey, live life, bro. Yeah, you know, I do that too. I party every day if I can. I dance every day. I'm a 60 years old. I surf every day. I play golf. I do bike. Love living life because this is what God give us. Living life, enjoying life, breathing, enjoying the wind, enjoying everything you see. Doesn't matter if it's ugly or beautiful. Everything has a beauty. So it's not it nice and bad. It's everything the same. Stress, what's that? They invent, the psychologists invent that. In my time, there was no stress. We just have fun.
So if you have any questions or anything to add to the show, simply download the Anchor mobile app, search Tropical Paradise Weights, tap voice messages, and leave us a message. Or you can email me direct. Our email address is printed in the episode notes.
That's right. And remember, smart people listen to podcasts. Tell your friends to Google us. We're at the top. Tropical Paradise Weights is presented by Elusive Media. New shows every Sunday. I look forward to hearing from you. Keep listening. Check out our brand new music by Sasua Beach's own Haitian hip-hop, Attest Daddy Das. Listen to it its entirety after the credits and check out the video. Search on YouTube, Daddy Das. He is an awesome rapper and an upcoming, he's going to be famous.
Okay, this is Franco.
And this is Pedro.
And we're saying, hasta luego.
Hasta la semana que viene. Adios, te cuido. Te
ciao,
amo.
Baby. See
ciao,
ya.
Ciao. Tropical Paradise Waits. Boom.
Today's credits are as follows. Thank you to our program director,
Don Alejandro de la Vega.
Our editor and fact checker,
they'll never know.
Our chairperson,
Wilma Butfit.
Fleet managers,
Lisa Carr.
Our charm consultant today is
the always charming Miss Inga Tooth.
Tiki Bar reviews by
Hassan Ben Sober.
Our favorite divorce attorney,
Carmine, not yours.
Our credit counselor is
Max Stout.
And our fashion designer today,
Hugh Jass.
And of course, our download counter,
Adam Ilion.
If you enjoyed the show, help us continue by scrolling down and clicking support for this podcast.
La dit d'asseoir là, s'il vous plaît.
Non, chérie, Daddy, pas là, non. C'est qui est-ce qu'a demandé pour Daddy?
C'est Carlos.
Non, pas Carlos, Daddy, je dis, hein.
Ok.
Daddy?
Maman?
Moi, je dis pas là, Daddy, vous sortez.
Ah, ok, on est, c'est pas faute, même juste pour vous. Moi, je dis, c'est pas
là, c'est pas là, c'est pas là, c'est pas là, c'est pas là, c'est pas là, pour Daddy, pas qu'il y a un film de pour me dire, ou pas là, ou pas qu'il doit sortir.
Je comprends, maman, mais moi,
ça, c'est mon de respect, Daddy.
Mais on connaît, même juste.
Moi, je n'ai pas quoi de téléphone là. Comment vous comportez, vous bouquez ensemble avec vous dans la taille là.
Mais non, vous n'avez
pas le droit de faire des choses comme ça. Non, vous n'avez pas le droit de faire des choses comme ça. Mais vous êtes allez. Vous n'avez pas le droit de faire des choses comme ça. Vous n'avez pas le droit de faire des choses comme
ça. Yeah. On va commencer la musique ça. Ma big up tout Rasta man.
WTB.
Tout ghetto man. Tout nek qui fume et buzz. Yeah. Mais non, mais non, bonne fille mes boss, mais non, bonne bête boss, mais non, bonne fille mes boss, mais non, bonne bête boss, lundi, mardi, mercredi, bonne fille mes boss, jeudi, vendredi, samedi, bonne bête boss, mais non, bonne.
Bonne female boss. Mais non Bonne pété boss. Tes matchs n'ont pas pris pause. Même laisser jouer pour. C'est maintenant pour tête. Yo ma beauté d'entendien. Pas par contre pour bencher. Yo mais quel est le corps. La juge qu'on va belle. On va besoin personne. Que pour bencher j'en gol. Cause si c'est yon willos. Faillon badass. Si son plat naturel. Ce n'est pas fait effet. Pour nous mettre verre. Daddy motherfucking dog. Say nigga. Bonne female boss. Mais non Bonne female boss. Mais non Bonne bête boss. Mais non Bonne female boss. Mais non Bonne bête boss. Lundi, mardi, mercredi. Bonne female boss. Jeudi, vendredi, samedi. Bonne bête boss. Mais non Bonne female boss. Mais non Bonne bête boss. Nous y rassons, rassnet. Maman te met palin. Zamin met 10 millions, nous t'in pas négocier, nous pas nommer des poules. Ni met des cartes qui pour faire net à table. La caille pas gain travail. Lise premier repas. Pour nous gérer, my no, les matins, les bénins, vos gens à tailler, vos noises et 25 gold, négo. Daddy motherfucking das, say. Tout le monde, say. Mais non, bonne fille, mes boss, mais non. Mais non, bonne bête boss. Mais non, bonne fille, mes boss. Mais non, bonne bête boss. Lundi, mardi, mercredi, bonne fille, mes boss. Jeudi, vendredi, samedi, bonne bête boss. Mais non, bonne fille, mes boss. Mais non, bonne bête boss. Boss, ben nos bon inspiration. People Studio.
WTB.
Yeah, we are on them. Daddy Test, baby.